ABC Radio Australia.
The Prime Minister of Fiji, Frank Bainimarama, will touch down in Australia today for his first official visit to the country since he came to power more than a decade ago, first in a military coup and then at the ballot box. His arrival comes on the heels of last month's regional talks in Tuvalu, which ended with Pacific leaders bitterly disappointed at Australia's approach to tackling climate change. Here's Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark.
Australia is a little on the nose with some Pacific countries at the moment. The regional leaders' meeting of the Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu last month ended with animosity after Australia stymied Tuvalu's efforts to get stronger action on climate change. Fiji's Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, was one of the loudest critics of Australia's actions, as he subsequently reported back to Fiji's Parliament.
Mr. Speaker, sir, it is no secret that we did not find common ground with Australia. Indeed, there was a great deal of acrimony behind the scenes, some of which split into a public arena.
That included Mr. Bainimarama describing Scott Morrison's approach to the Pacific as insulting and condescending. But when he arrives in Australia today for his first official visit since coming to power, he'll be taking a more conciliatory approach.
Some strong things have been said that were highlighted, but I don't want to say anything more before I have an opportunity to sit down face to face with Prime Minister Morrison when I visit Canberra.
It's a crucial meeting for the Australian government. Working more closely with Fiji is a key part of Australia's strategy, the Pacific Step Up, given Frank Bainimarama is a strong leader in the region. Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Alex Hawke, says the basis of the relationship is strong.
Built on our people-to-people ties, our churches, our sports people, and the Fijian workers who are filling employment holes in Australia. They're doing a great job. These are all the important parts of the bedrock for our relationship.
The leaders' talks next week will focus on economic development.
Prime Ministers Morrison and Bainimarama will consider a finalised Fiji-Australia joint economic and trade study, a piece of work that they commissioned during their meetings in Suva in January.
Australia's ongoing use of coal for electricity generation and modest emissions reduction targets will continue to be a sore point, but Mr. Hawke says it won't get in the way of strengthening relations with Fiji.
I think both of our countries and ministers on all sides know the relationship is too important and too strong to be viewed through a single lens. Any disagreement at PIF, I think, is overridden by the very strong bilateral ties that Fiji and Australia have.
It's an approach Mr. Bainimarama has indicated he'll be taking too.
It will be my first official visit to Australia, and I want it to take place in an atmosphere of friendly engagement. Because whatever our differences, Honourable Speaker, on climate change, we have far too many things in common, and we have been friends for too long to allow any lasting damage to our relationship.
Australia's opposition isn't convinced. Labor's spokesman for the Pacific, Pat Conroy, says the conciliatory gestures will just mask the gulf between Australia and Pacific states on climate change.
All the public appearances will be quite polite and diplomatic. And that's appropriate, but I think behind closed doors, he will be very strong with the government and will be reminding them of their absolute failure at the PIF.
He says the PIF, the Pacific Islands Forum talks in Tuvalu last month, damaged Australia's reputation in the region.
The Pacific Step Up is the central diplomatic policy initiative of Prime Minister Morrison, and he's stuffed it up completely.